Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the History Lesson Podcast with your host, Ringside Robert.
Everybody, and welcome to the History Lesson Podcast on the Ringside Reporter Radio Network. Today, we're going to discuss Riddick Big Daddy Bo against Andrew the File Pole Galata. Oh, what a fight this was, for all the wrong reasons. July 11th, 1996, Madison Square Garden. And boy, the WWE or WWF, whichever you want, or even WCW, they all decided to break out on that fateful night in Madison Square Garden. The fight went 7 rounds. In rounds 4, 6, and 7, Andrew Galata got points taken away for low blows. That's why he is called the File Pole, because he's from Warsaw, Poland, living in the United States in Chicago, Illinois. And you know what? He basically threw the heavyweight title away because he was thoroughly dominating Riddick Big Daddy Bo. When he did throw legal punches, he caused Riddick Bo some major problems. And had he not gotten 3 points taken away, Andrew Galata could have been a heavyweight champion of the world. What a major disappointment. He came in 28-0 with 25 knockouts. Of course, the list of opponents were not earth-shattering. But, boy, and Riddick Bo did not take him seriously. George Foreman, who was doing the fight for HBO, flat out said Riddick Bo did not come in shape. Bo came in with a record of 38-1, 32 knockouts, and was considered at the time to be the best heavyweight in the world. But he didn't take Andrew Galata seriously, and he paid for it throughout the fight. But Andrew Galata threw his heavyweight championship possibilities away because, for whatever reason, he wanted to keep throwing low blows. And Wayne Kelly did the only thing he could do. In today's boxing world, you normally see referees take 2 points away. And then if a third violation happens, you're DQ'd. Wayne Kelly gave him multiple opportunities to stay in the fight. He took 3 points away. And on the 4th violation, he said, enough's enough. And then a riot broke out in the ring. And it was an absolute mess, disaster. It was rather horrifying to go back and relive all this. you know, and what a shame. What a shame. But it is what it is. There's really not much to say about this fight. I had to come up with something to discuss for this week. And I called Eric yesterday and said, you know, I really don't know what to do. And he said, well, I came up with Galata and Bo. And I'm like, you know what? We've never really covered that in our history lessons back when me and Eric were doing them as part of the Ringside Reporter podcast. So I figured, what the hell? But it was almost too sad to go into this and to really talk about this, because Andrew Gallata really threw away his chance of being a heavyweight champion of the world. You know, now, I know, and I'm going to review these fights later because they're on my tree for people to listen to. I know later on he fought Mike Tyson and he fought Lennox Lewis. But I'm assuming those are title defenses by both of those guys. I'm going to have to go back and check those out. But, you know, against Riddick Bowe, he really threw away whatever chance he ever had to be successful. Oh, excuse me. I don't have a mute button on this phone, so occasionally you're going to hear sneezes. Sorry, guys. But he really threw away chances to make a success of his career. And it's really a shame. Anyway, let's move on. Hessam and Dom and Ruinwan made their respective Olympic teams. So, they're probably both going to get medals in their weight classes. The U.S. is probably going to have to follow suit in the future. And you might as well say goodbye to our amateur program. No more developing future stars through the Olympics, because the Olympic Committee has opened the door for pros to take advantage, and Ruinwrong and Hessam and Dom are the first two pros to actually make their Olympic teams, and other pros will probably follow suit in 2020 when the Olympics are held in Tokyo. It's a shame. I really don't want to say any more about that because it's, in my opinion, is pretty fucking disgusting. Gilberto Ramirez is out of his title fight on July 23rd. He's got a hand injury. So the Terrence Crawford-Victor Postol pay-per-view is going to take another hit. I wish Peter Nelson and the folks at HBO would just put this on regular HBO because the pay-per-view numbers are going to suck. Now, look, I'm going to pay for it because I'm going to watch the main event. I'm very interested in the main event. I think Crawford is going to win because I think Crawford is the best in that weight class. But it's not Terrence Crawford's fault or Victor Postol's fault that this fight is on pay-per-view. So, I'm not abdicating boycotting a pay-per-view in this case. It's not the fighter's fault. But just have plenty to drink during the undercard because the undercard is not going to be worth paying attention to. And of course, I'm addicted to boxing. I don't want to go to boxing rehab. So, you know, I'm going to buy this anyway. But it sucks. You know, this fight does not deserve to be on pay-per-view, and we're probably going to have to pay, $60 or $70 HD purposes to enjoy whatever Top Rank and Bob Arum and Todd DeBuff want to throw at us. Because the 84-year-old Arum doesn't care about the boxing fan. He never really has. You know, we are Bob Arum's Social Security at his advanced age of 84. So we're contributing to his Social Security fund by purchasing our pay-per-view. And again, I'm going to buy this because it's not Terrence Crawford's fault. It's not Victor Postol's fault. At least you have two champions willing to unify their titles. And how many more champions are willing to do that in this day and age of boxing in 2016? So be prepared for a shit, S-H-I-T, F-U-C-K, fucked up pay-per-view on July 23rd. May the arena be totally empty. Because who's gonna want to buy tickets to this crap? I feel sorry for any ticket broker trying to sell tickets to this thing. And speaking of fights, Triple G has signed. He's signed to fight Chris Eubank. The only problem is Chris Eubank has not signed to fight Triple G. Triple G put something out on Twitter saying, okay, I've signed the contract. Chris Eubank, did you lose your pen? And Eubank tweeted back and said, no, I haven't lost my pen. But come on, Chris. Sign on the dotted line. And go face the big bad Triple G. And may you become victim number 23 in a row. And hopefully the folks in the UK enjoy the Triple G drama show. Because if things work out properly, the next victim should be Billy Joe Saunders, also in the UK. Why not? Let's clean up the belts. Let's have all four belts. And then Triple G can move up, you know. He can move up in weight after he fights Saunders, because big bad Canelo Alvarez is not interested in fighting one Gennady Golovkin. He's afraid. He's very, very afraid. I mean, why do you think he's fighting Liam Smith? He's fighting Liam Smith because he's very, very afraid of the big bad wolf known as Triple G. He doesn't want to go in those woods. He's very, very afraid. It's more like Oscar is very afraid. I wish Oscar could come out of retirement and take the beating for Canelo. Because Oscar is making sure that Canelo hides by fighting Triple G. Way to go, Oscar. You took very good lessons from one Robert Arum. Yes, he has. You talk about fights that are supposed to be marinating. This one doesn't need to marinate. It's called you're taking the coward portion of things. You're very afraid, Canelo. Yeah, you're going to beat the crap out of Liam Smith. And you're going to get a 154-pound title. Then you'll never be able to defend because everybody else who means anything in that weight class belongs to Al Heyman. And as you all know, Showtime and HBO don't want to work together. Oh, Oscar, you have really put together a wonderful fight plan there. I want to congratulate you for being a wonderful promoter for your biggest red-headed Mexican superstar who said we don't fuck around in Mexico. Really? Well, you're fucking around right now with a guy by the name of Liam Smith, who you're not afraid of, who you know you can beat easily, because you don't want to take on the big bad wolf, you know? You don't want to take on one Gennady Gennadyevich Golovkin. So Bob Arum and Oscar De La Hoya went to the same school of promoting. And they're putting their fighters in one case on pay-per-view where he doesn't belong, and it's not against him. Look, I give Crawford and Postol credit for unifying their titles, but this should be a regular HBO broadcast. This should not be a PPV. This is not going to move the boxing needle on pay-per-view buys. They say they want 75,000. Oh, well, they might get that if they're lucky. Hopefully they get about 10. And maybe they learn a lesson. Folks, there isn't a whole lot to talk about this week in the world of boxing. You know, the biggest fight we have to look forward to is on Monday, July 11th, with Kovalev. With Kovalev and Alex Shalimba. Sergey Kovalev and Alex Shalimba from Russia with love. You get Monday Night Boxing. Instead of Monday Night Football, you get Monday Night Boxing. Well, at least we don't have to pay for it. But the crusher should crush. Anyway, we don't really have a whole lot to look forward to. I mean, up until, look, the next biggest fight we have is when Santa Cruz and Frampton fight on the 30th. Wilder's going to dispose of Areola on the 16th. You've got the pay-per-view disaster on the 23rd. And this week, the fight to worry about is on Monday, July 11th. Sergey Kovalev and Alex Shalimba. You know, Tyson Fury and Vladimir Klitschko were supposed to fight this weekend. But now they've been pushed back to Saturday, October 29th. So that is going to be my boxing birthday present. My birthday is on October 28th. And I've got to celebrate my birthday by watching Tyson Fury, Vladimir Klitschko. Thank you, boxing, for giving me such a wonderful fight on my birthday weekend. You really know how to treat the ones that love you, you know? This is not a very good relationship. I mean, God, it's not working out too well, is it? Anyway, folks, you want to get a hold of Joe Habib, jhabib1 on Twitter, at Beating the Odds with Beeb on YouTube, good old Eric Lorda on at Ringside73, and yours truly at Ringside Robert. Or call Ringside Robbie's Boxing Corner at 773-572-7781. And I'm going to do better next week to come up with something worthwhile. Because Andrew Galata, Riddick Bowe, disappointing. It brought back some horrible memories. Anyway, catch everybody next week. And your feedback is definitely welcome. And please also check out ringsidereporter.com. And because Eric posted some more articles today. So check them out. Catch you later. Goodbye, everyone. And please keep your feedback coming, and we'll try to make this podcast worth listening to. See you later, everybody.